Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. That was probably one of the worst football weekends I ever had to sit through. I tell you. And you know what? It's not that my medical predictions didn't pan out. And you see, look at that. You see how I'm owning up to it. I understand that everybody I thought who was going to win didn't. Even though I have to admit they were pretty close games. You could not predict. There is no way you could predict what was going to happen to the Cowboys with that bull crap call at the end with the Dez Bryant catch at the 1 yard line. That was ridiculous. He caught the ball. I don't care if there's footwork or choreography or if he was supposed to do a pirouette or whatever the hell to make that legal. He caught the ball. The ball was in his hands. The ball didn't fall on the ground. And what was more just frustrating is not only was the call reversed, but the ball went to Green Bay automatically, and it was over. So I was screaming. My TV is completely covered in French onion dip and margarita mix. We forgot to get tequila, so all we had is the strawberry margarita mix. And now old rotten cheese stuck to it. So I don't even want to clean the TV screen. Not until next week. My nails were painted blue. And I did that specifically because I figured, well, if the Broncos was going to win or if the Cowboys were going to win, I was covered. And no. Not at all. So, very, very bad week. But, you know, football, doesn't football just kind of represent real life? To me, I think watching a football game is so the semblance to real life. Like, for example, okay, you could be on the highest note possible. You are watching Dallas, for instance, and this could be any team. But yesterday, Dallas was going to win. Right? They were going to be right there. When you're at the 1 yard line, all you have to do is, I don't know, fall forward pretty much. I know you got to hike the ball and all that other stuff, but still, I mean, that you are just right there. So that, you know, so you could be, right, just destined for that success or that promotion or that goal. And then something gets just ripped out from under you. And at the last minute, I can't tell you how many times in my life that happened, where it was supposed to be. I mean, I am packing my bag to go for filming. We were just ready to go, and then boom, something got ripped out from under you. And, you know, these little things happen all the time. Some of you guys think, okay, you know what? Just about to get married. Everything's ready to go. Everything's wonderful. All of a sudden, boop, you see a nasty text. You see that somebody was cheating on somebody, and then it's like your whole life changes. And you can't cry about it. You know, I'm watching the game yesterday. Again, this doesn't have to be specifically about the game, but it's a good example. When I'm watching the Cowboy game, I'm like, well, I hope they challenge now the Green Bay challenge. So now they should challenge it. In fact, they should walk off the game. That's how mad I was. I'm like, why aren't the Cowboys saying, to hell with this? He caught the ball. We are not playing until, because it's ridiculous. It's like the whole division, the whole championship got just taken away. But no, they didn't cry about it. I did. I cried, and all our other Dallas Cowboy fans cried about it, but they didn't cry about it. They played. I was watching Romo. Romo was sitting there with his little hand warmer, right? Did you see the football players have those little hand warmers? One of my kids walks up to TV going, why are they wearing fanny packs? Those aren't fanny packs. They're those little hand warmers. So cute. He asked a mama, if my baby was out there playing in the cold like they did, I'd be like, oh my gosh, my baby, I would be there warming up their hands. But since they don't allow mommies on the sidelines, then they have to have those little hand warmers. I mean, it's nowhere near as good as having your mama there, but that's okay. But yeah, I was watching Romo. Romo wasn't crying about it. And maybe it's because he's already making a lot of money. But you did see him. Now, Dez Bryant, good for him. He was, you know, having a fit, and I was with him all along. But, you know, after that, it's like they moved on. And how do you move on from something like that? But you do, all right? So if you have a bad year this year, and I'm hoping we don't. I'm hoping we all have a good year. I mean, 2015 should be promising, okay? I mean, anything's got to be better than the last couple years. But if you have a bad year and you think like you are never going to be able to make a comeback, or how do you even, you know, take that step forward after being completely blown away by somebody cheating or somebody firing you or somebody bad mouthing you and trying to wreck your reputation? All you have to do is look at what happened to Dallas, right, during the game with Green Bay and go watch. They're going to move on. And they're going to be strong, and it's, I mean, life goes on. Okay, speaking of life going on, what do we have now? We have the Colts. Okay, that was a shock. My medical prediction should have had that one nailed, but they played well. So what, you have Colts playing the Patriots, and then you got the Seahawks playing Green Bay. All right, well, my nails are blue, so I guess I'm just going to root for whoever's blue, but we'll talk about football later in the week. What are we going to talk about today? Well, they say that women do cry more than men. What? Wait, what? They say women cry more than men and for twice as long. We'll talk about the biological basis for that remark. Okay, that's really ridiculous to me, but that's okay. Then they say there is a Colorado report on pot health effects based on, Colorado having legalized marijuana. And I guess a panel of Colorado doctors have been studying the effects of marijuana and are getting ready to report its findings after a year of legal recreational pot sales. So once we get that report, we don't have it today, that's going to be pretty interesting to see what they find. I don't know. When it comes to marijuana, I'm expecting them. I'll tell you after the break quickly what else are we going to talk about. Apparently, they say optimism may be good for your heart, being optimistic. I completely doubt that. I don't see how anything like that could really be. Now, I got to talk about these three fourth grade students that wanted to kill their teacher with hand sanitizer. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I don't understand why people don't think women care about football, because we do. I was at the TV crying. My husband was already moving on, you know, going and doing some, I don't know, lawn type stuff, and he moved on, and I was sitting there still screaming at the TV at about 1:40 in the afternoon. Why? And apparently a study has come out saying women do cry more than men. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen and for putting the show on without crying. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, who does unfortunately get brought to tears many times when he has to deal with my show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, apparently, research found that the hormonal differences between the sexes could be to blame. But social conditioning plays a part too. They say women start to cry between 30 and 64 times a year. What? Wait. I probably get a good cry in once every 6 months. Sometimes I may get two cries in a week, but then that's about it. And then I don't cry for the longest time. They say when women cry, they also cry longer than men. Wait. Reese, this is really not hurting our, this is really not helping our cause. Researchers found women's tears last for 6 minutes on average, while for men, they last between 2 and 3 minutes. I don't think I ever saw my brothers or my dad cry. We grew up in a type of family where, stop crying. And I was known as the crybaby in the family. I don't know why. Why would I be the crybaby? And for me to win that title, it's because I would probably cry maybe once a month about something that happened. And so they made me feel like I was a complete basket case. There was no crying. Stop crying. No crying. Stop crying. You're not allowed to cry. Why the crying? No crying. So we weren't supposed to cry. Now, meanwhile, for my kids now, I'm like, you know, if you have a good cry, go have a good cry. I don't need to cry, Mom. No, really, it's very therapeutic. Just have that cry. I don't need to cry, Mom. What am I crying about? I know, well, you look upset. Mom, leave me alone. I don't need to cry. You sure? Well, let me pinch you. Because I feel like you need a cry. You need a cry to just kind of get it out. Sometimes I go for months trying not to cry about something. Then all of a sudden it just all comes. That happened with my dad. I never cried when he died. And then all of a sudden, months later, I thought of him just casually about something, he comes to mind and then I just start bawling. So for me, if I don't do my little cry, it becomes like a big pressure cooker blowout cry. Just like gas. You hold in the gas, and the more you hold it in, when it comes out, whoa, Nelly. So you don't want to hold, just let the stuff out. You gotta let it out. Okay, so anyway, the study was carried out by Professor Ad Vingerholtz, a clinical psychologist at Tilburg University in the Netherlands and author of the book, Why Only Humans Weep, Unraveling the Mysteries of Tears. That's a long title for a book. He spoke to more than 5,000 people in 37 countries and asked some questions about the emotional responses. Among men, 66% of participants cried for less than 5 minutes, and 24% cited between 5 and 6 minutes. Women, longer. Okay. And more than twice as many women cry for longer, sometimes even 30 minutes. A 30-minute cry? Come on, ladies. Buck up. The findings also showed men cried twice as often as men, between 31 minutes and an hour, as well as 60 minutes plus. We've had some deaths in the family. We've had some. I could probably see why you would cry. I could see, but you see, then I mean, I wouldn't stop at 60 minutes. I would either cry all day. So I would probably either just cry for like a quick second or two, going, okay, I'm done. Or I would be crying all day long or all week. You know, I stopped asking to look at my ratings because for that reason, I just didn't want to have to force myself to hold up crying. All right. Now, what are making women cry? Well, these movies, these sad movies, sometimes watching somebody in the Olympics win and how excited they are. Sometimes your man makes you cry. Now, tears contain men cry too. Wait, men said that they cried during the Shawshank Redemption, Saving Private Ryan, and even some men cried during the movie Babe. Yeah, Babe was about like a pig. Yeah, some men have admitted to that. I think it's cool when a man admits that he tears up. My husband told me that he was bawling right after we got married. Now, I don't know if he was bawling for tears of joy. That's what I'm assuming. But now that we've been married 18 years later, my guess is he was bawling because he had to marry me. They say tears contain prolactin, a hormone produced by the pituitary gland, which is associated with emotion. And women have more prolactin, hence we cry more often. Now, men have bigger tear ducts, okay? Now, men have, but it takes a while for those tear ducts to get all filled up, and then the tears spill over. So that's I guess tears are salty. Tears taste way better than boogers. I forget, we had a debate a long time ago which tastes better. Tears I think are doable. All right, but anyway, while we're talking about being sad and all that, let's talk about optimism. Now, a study came out saying optimism may be good for the heart. We've had these studies before where if you have a real good attitude and you aren't a total witch, you know, like sometimes I become, that it's better for the heart. I try to have a positive outlook. I really, really do. A new study finds that an optimistic outlook on life may be good for the heart. People with an upbeat, can-do attitude had significantly better cardiovascular health, according to Dr. Rosalba Hernandez. She says individuals with high levels of, I know, don't you hate it when I throw the accent in? I love it. Let me throw a little bit of my Latino in there, okay? Even though my accent's still really, really bad, very Americanized. Individualized with the highest levels of optimism have twice the odds of being in ideal cardiovascular health compared to their more pessimistic counterparts. This association remains significant even after adjusting for sociodemographic characteristics and poor mental health. That was her quote. Did you guys get that? So basically what they did is the study analyzed the mental health, the physical health, and the levels of optimism in 5,100 adults. They were between 45 and 84. Usually the older you are, the less optimistic you are. You know, when you're younger, like, oh, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be great. I'm going to be rich. You know, now that I'm starting to push 44, I'm like, no, it's not getting better. It is not getting better. And by the time you're 85, you're like, what was I thinking? So anyway, let me see, what did they do? They looked at heart health scores, like blood pressure, body mass index, etc. And I guess found the more optimistic you are, the better your levels. But, you know, here's the thing. Whenever it comes to beating cancer, etc., we do that. You know, we recommend that you have an optimistic look, because we want you to be realistic in the medical field, but overall in society, we want you to be optimistic. Why? Because when you do the woe is me, or you start to give in or throw in the towel, we've seen time and time again that your less mental power behind that drive decreases your physical power. So remember that study that we talked about years ago, Power of the Prayer? You know, there was a study that found that people that prayed were healthier, that had better health outcomes than those who didn't. You know, prayer is very, very valuable and powerful, you know, in medicine. And so, you know, I would talk to patients and, you know, I would tell patients what's going on, and they said, well, what do you recommend we do? Well, you know, for this infection or for this, I recommend one, we do this antibiotic. Two, I want you to do your therapy. And three, you know, if you want, pray. They love that. You know, like, oh, yeah, that's good. You want to pray with me? Yeah, you know, please. Yeah. Although, unfortunately, when they start to pray in front of me, they're like, dear God, please get me a new doctor. Like, what? Oh, nothing. So, you know, optimism, having a good attitude. You know, think, I'm not saying you have to sit there through ESP, try to make things happen. But having that attitude and that drive, I mean, it's got to do something. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. This is a really, really good question. Brian asks, or he writes, I smoke marijuana occasionally and am about to have knee surgery. When should I stop smoking marijuana prior to surgery? We haven't talked about that. I don't think I've ever had anybody ask me when to stop smoking marijuana prior to you having surgery. What I do know is when it comes to, it's interesting. Whenever I had patients who were about to have surgery, you know, we would give them kind of a list of you know, what medicines to take, what medicines they shouldn't take. Most surgeons do that too. But when it came to any illicit drugs, now remember, now marijuana is not considered illicit in some states because it's legal. But when it came to cocaine or methamphetamine or, you know, or marijuana, whatever, back then, it was stop any drugs as soon as possible. Because you need that way, way, way out of your system before you undergo anesthesia. Now we're starting to quantitate it, and you're going to hear, 2 week mark. Okay, anywhere from the 2 to 4 week mark to stop smoking marijuana. Now, mind you, let's say you're having surgery like gynecomastia surgery. So let's say you're a male and you have what layman people call man boobs. I don't like to call them that term. It's called gynecomastia, which is prominent breast tissue in men. A lot of plastic surgeons will say, I don't want smoking anywhere near that at least a month prior to the surgery because marijuana smoking can cause the gynecomastia. That can cause, you know, breast enhancement. So, you know, and then any plastic surgery, they want you a non-smoker, period. So then, you know, what are we concerned about with marijuana and anesthesia? Well, one is we don't know. You know, we're talking about how a Colorado panel is going to be looking at the health effects of marijuana. But, you know, we just don't know. And if we don't want you smoking prior to anesthesia because of lung inflammation and you not maybe handling, you know, being at your respiratory tip-top shape, we sure the hell aren't going to want a non-filtered product in your lungs like marijuana. Let me see really, really quickly what they have here on this. Let me see, what are the doctors doing here? Okay, they say basically what's going to happen, which is going to be extreme. I'm very, very excited about this report. Some of you guys are like, really, why? Who cares if doctors are coming out with the report? You know, we're going to be able to start answering some questions because we're finally being able to study marijuana. So a panel of doctors that have been studying the health effects of marijuana are getting the report together now. They're typing it up. They are double spacing it out. They're whiting out any little marks. They're blowing on the paper, making sure the ink. Remember, we used to have to type up our reports, and you were like, please, nothing happened to this. Please, nothing happened to it. You know, and you're like, should I photocopy it? Should I put it on a photocopy machine? But then what if I lose the photocopy? Then I'm like, well, maybe I should give a photocopy to my mom, so just in case. I mean, you know what? Because you only had just one copy. It was so, so important. Anyway, the panel meets this afternoon in Denver for a final time before making a report to state lawmakers. I'm not sure if they're going to be serving donuts or something like that. That'll be interesting. Yeah, the panel has been reviewing scientific studies on marijuana and is charged with suggesting regulations needed to protect public safety. The doctors have already released partial things on pot use, like, you know, nursing mothers and whether the marijuana could affect cognitive development in kids. So far, the doctors have reported mixed or limited evidence in many areas. The doctors include pediatricians, toxicologists, and even an addiction psychiatrist. The doctors must tell lawmakers by the end of the month whether new consumer pot warnings are needed. Now, I think that's pretty cool what they're doing, but do you see how policy is made? Do you see, you know, this is good or it could be bad also. So how policy is going to be made in Colorado will be based on what this panel of doctors tells the, you know, tells the legislatures. And then they decide, well, this panel meeting came up with this or they didn't come up with this, so I guess we're okay, et cetera. Luckily, doctors, they know how to hedge and they know how to, you know, be honest. So if these doctors say, look, we just don't have enough evidence to make a recommendation yet, they'll say that. Okay, I doubt the doctors are going to say this is 100% safe. But for those of you that don't want restrictions, going, look, I'm fine. You know, they just have one patient where this happened to. Why does it have to affect the rest of us? Well, I don't know. I don't know what weight they're putting on certain cases that they are reviewing. But then on the flip side, if they don't have some of the cases that I may see or somebody else may see that doesn't get published, you know, and that, and they're like, you know what? I don't think we're really, really seeing impaired driving. I don't think we're seeing that. Then policy's not made. And so it's, you know, at least it's a start. You know, I'm glad somebody is studying it, and I'm glad they are being very, very aware that, you know, we can have issues with this. You know, you can't just legalize marijuana and expect everything to be hunky-dory. You know, the more marijuana that's out there, then the more people that could be impaired on it. And then what is the actual impairment? You know, how do you rate that impairment? How do you decide how impaired somebody is? So, you know, a recent study by the National Transportation Safety Board said, let's limit women's drinks of alcohol to just one. All right, you know, just one drink, because they could be impaired after one drink. And many of us women are like, you know, yeah, I do sometimes just after one have to say it's enough. And then the question is, well, how impaired do we have to talk? You know, I mean, sometimes I'm tired. You know, remember those 36-hour shifts I had to work and, you know, complain to you guys about? I was exhausted. Yet, you know, I was probably more impaired driving home after a 36-hour shift than I would have having a glass of wine or being hypoglycemic. You know, truckers cannot, they cannot drive, be CDL certified if they have hypoglycemic episodes. How many of us go, oh, doctor, I feel hypoglycemic, I get dizzy? How many of us have dizzy spells? How many of us have vertigo and we're driving? You know, vertigo, when you get the room spinning type feeling, and much vertigo seems to happen in your start in the semicircular canals of your ears or your vestibular system of your brain. And, you know, when you have vertigo, you don't want to move your head quickly. You don't want to move your head quickly because otherwise that'll start and spawn on vertigo. So if you think, you know what, I'm a little dizzy, I'm just not going to move my head much. Well, how good at driving are you doing then? I mean, you know, you need to be able to turn and quick and look and, you know, see and react. But if you're guarding, you're like, okay, I'm just going to try to keep my head straight. Then, you know, to me, that's an impairment. So the next question is if we do find that marijuana, which I think we are going to find, the marijuana at X amount of concentration or whatever, if they even go that far in this report, causes impairment, then some people are going to, who are wanting to fight that, will suggest, well, what about taking some Benadryl? You know, what about Viagra? Let's say you have an erection because it has not gone down since the Viagra. Are you really, really at your 100%? If you see what I mean? So it definitely has opened up a can of worms, but probably a can that needed to be opened up for a very, very long time. What am I seeing in my city? I haven't seen statistics yet, so I have no idea what's been going on in terms of traffic. In terms of health, my patients who smoke, they smoked. We don't have legalized marijuana, so I haven't really seen much difference in more people smoking or not. So, what I have, though, seen are more people admit it, okay? So we have more people admitting it, but they were my patients for years anyway, and they were like, well, I just didn't tell you, like I knew. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about medications before surgery. What should you not take and when? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't know why I have to clear my throat. It's because I got to stop eating on break. I really do. I wonder if that's why I'm gaining weight, because every time there's a break, I'm like, I'm hungry. and then I eat something. So I sit here and I'm snacking. I mean, I had a banana. I had a half a piece of tandoor baked. Don't you love that? I know I was in Target the other day and you could buy tandoori bread. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like awesome. And since the Indians really know how to eat healthy, you know, with the curry and all that other stuff, I figured the bread was healthy too. So I had that, and then I needed something sweet, and that was just all in one break. And I'm really, really nervous because it's only 48 minutes or 49 minutes past the hour, and I'm going to be hungry again. And I got to figure out what else to do. I did bring some Greek yogurt with me. I know. Well, you know, if I brought some yogurt, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Okay. Really, really quickly. You know, we're talking about anesthesia and why you can't smoke pot prior to anesthesia. Okay. You know, what's so toxic about it? And then we're talking about what medications you need to be very, very careful about prior to surgery and at what point you need to stop them. Now, realize that marijuana smoke, you know, has carbon monoxide, just like tobacco smoke. So even if you, I don't know, have something filtered, a big difference that we forget with people that smoke marijuana versus tobacco is they say marijuana smokers, again, I don't smoke marijuana, but from what I've seen, you seem to hold it in a little longer. So your carboxyhemoglobin will actually rise 5 times that of a typical smoker, according to academia.edu. They said the practice of this deep inhalation, remember, you know, President Clinton said, you know, he didn't inhale, or, you know, he smoked it, but he didn't hold it. He just put it. He didn't inhale. That was, you know, how do you prove that one? You know, although other things were in his mouth during his pregnancy or presidency. You know, your marijuana is notorious for you. I got it. You know, and holding it in to get the most out of each drag. And unfortunately, that is why whenever there's talk about marijuana smokers being more at risk for lung cancer, a marijuana smoker goes, I don't get it. How is marijuana worse than tobacco? You know, well, they're both plants, etc. But it's the exposure, it's the duration, the filtering. There's a variety of things in there. Now, what does it do to your body? What does marijuana do? Well, a lot of times it'll lower blood pressure. So even though a lot of my patients who recreationally smoke marijuana, they have good blood pressure, and you know, we all seem to be pretty excited and happy about that, and they do. It surprises me. It's a real nice health benefit. That could be very, very scary if you're about to have surgery, okay? Because if your blood pressure starts to drop, then you could start to have an increase of your heart rate. When you have an increase of your heart rate, you have an increased cardiac output. Remember we kind of talked about heart rate and cardiac output? The more you have of a cardiac output, the more of a demand there is on your heart. Well, whenever there's more of a demand on your heart, there's more of a need for oxygen. Now, if you are getting less oxygen with smoking, or here we have the anesthetic and we're putting you under and we're putting you in respiratory depression, that could be pretty deadly. And so we worry that in a very, very rare case, there could be ischemia, cardiac ischemia. And then is it going to interfere with the propofol? All right. Is it going to interfere with, are you not going to be able to be sensitive to the anesthesia? Is more going to need to be used because you're a little bit immune to it, you know, or tolerant to it? And then, you know, the more anesthesia you have to use, that could be risky in and of itself. So there was one case, I guess, of an airway obstruction in a patient who smoked marijuana 4 hours prior to surgery. And so when you do go in for surgery, they are going to say, look, okay, we have got to make sure that you are smoke-free in terms of marijuana, because then, you know, listen, you're about to have surgery, you're going under, et cetera. Now, what about other sorts of medicines? Well, an older group of medicine, the monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Some of you guys were on Marplan or Nardil or these MAO inhibitors we don't really see a lot of, but they say you need to stop those about 14 days prior to surgery. You'll know if you're on an MAOI. Just double-check with your doctor, because if you are on an MAOI, you need to stop those at least a couple weeks before. According to the University of Michigan Health System, they say tamoxifen. For those of you guys taking tamoxifen, you need to stop that a couple weeks prior to surgery. Okay? Of course, double check with your doctor and make sure. You know, if you're really high risk for breast cancer, he may want to narrow that window. What about 7 days prior to surgery? According to the University of Michigan Health System, they said you have got to stop within a week those non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like your ibuprofen, your Motrin, etc. You also have to stop any herbal or weight loss medications. And aspirin, don't even mess with it. You cannot be taking aspirin-related medications. Now, what medications take aspirin besides aspirin? Well, Alka-Seltzer, Darvon, Midol. Okay, I pop Midol, you know, like it's candy. That could have aspirin, Buferin, Excedrin, Furanol. There's a Lortab brand with aspirin in it. You got to look at that. Percodan, I don't think, is on the market anymore. I have to double check. Bayer, of course, Ecotrin. Did you guys know that Pepto-Bismol can contain aspirin? That's another one. So, and then, of course, the 7 days prior to surgery, in addition to aspirin-related products, you need to stop the Midol, the Daypro, your Advil, Lodine, Motrin, Naprosyn, Relafen, Voltaren, any of those anti-inflammatories, Feldene, Nuprin, etc. Ketoprofen, all right? What about weight loss or nutritional herbal supplements? Now, this varies on when you know, which ones would qualify, but according to this source, they don't even want you taking fish oil a week before. They don't want you taking echinacea or ginkgo biloba or L-carnosine or your omega-3s or your ALAs, alpha-lipoic acids. They don't want you on cinnamon. Now, if you had some cinnamon in your food, I think that may be okay. Because remember, you're going to be NPO, not eating for about 8 to 10 hours prior to the surgery anyway. And then you're going to be sitting there, you know, waiting in pre-op for a while. But cinnamon pills, that could be in your system for a while. They suggest staying away from those for a week. Chamomile, creatine, yeah, weightlifter guys, creatine, ginger, garlic, glutamine, milk thistle, multivitamins even. You know, I've seen a disparity on when people need to stop multivitamins, but they're telling people to stop multivitamins about a week before. Vitamin E, St. John's wort, resveratrol, etc. Okay? Then we look at the blood thinner. Some of you guys are on Plavix, Pletol, etc. A lot of times we stop those within about a week. Accutane. For acne, we tell you to take about a week. Coumadin is a tough one. Coumadin, a lot of times they have you stop taking about 5 days post-op. Again, you've got to talk to your doctor. Now, what about your blood pressure medicines? According to this site, and of course, you need to ask your doctor, 18 hours prior to surgery, meaning take your medication the day before in the morning, you are supposed to avoid your ACE inhibitors like your benazepril, your enalapril, your lisinopril, or your angiotensin receptor blockers like your Atacand, Avapro, Diavan, Cozar, etc. And then they want you to avoid water pills at least a day before your surgery, like your Lasix, hydrochlorothiazide. So if you guys are taking blood pressure medication, then 24 hours before the surgery, they don't want you on your water pill. Okay? But here's the thing. Some of the water pills may be in combination with some of your blood pressure medicines, and depending on the surgeon or the anesthesiologist or your doctor, they may let you take that. Insulin will have to be watched very closely the day of. But you see, you guys learned something. I know, I'm shocked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.